It's Monday, 29th of September. Oh my lord, September flew in. It's a lovely morning. It's a mixture of light cloud and blue sky and sunshine or at least illuminated clouds. It's dry and fairly calm. There's a light, slight breeze blowing at the top of the trees. But other than that, here at ground level in the garden, it's extremely calm. Hello, Mr. Blackbird. How was you this morning? Bet you jumped off your perch this morning a lot quicker, better, and more invigorated than I did. Oh, my lord, you know, this morning at 7 a.m. Oh, how can you be so tired? I went to bed at 9:30 last night. I could have went to bed at 8:30. And still shattered in the morning. I remember getting out of bed this morning and saying to myself within, and this may sound a bit weird, but I do think this on a regular basis. What's life all about? What am I doing in life? Why am I even living? You know, I'm not in that state of mind by any means. I think it's just the sheer tiredness. It's like, oh my god, what? I don't know. It's just crazy, but I've thought that thought many a morning over the past couple of years. And what am I doing here? And I know it's just that short period of being dragged out of a coma, not wanting to get out of bed and things like that. I know it's that, I know. But it's still there, and it's still, to me, weird that I'm even, my mind's even thinking that. Yeah. It's crazy stuff, crazy stuff. Thank God it's not every morning, I think. The Lord, that it doesn't persist in any way through my normal day. Just those few moments of, my God, why? Let me lie here, die. And of course, every night I go to bed and I pray that I get up in the morning. Is that irony? I don't know. Remember that little prayer I used to say as a kid? Now I lay me down to sleep. Oh my god, when you think about that, I'm trying to remember exactly how it went. But at the end, or the last verse of it. And this is taught to kids, you know, this is what you get taught. Or we did anyway, I don't know about the rest of the world. And if I die before I wake, I pray my soul, the Lord will take. Imagine telling a kid that, to say that every night. Because kids are going to bed. We're going to bed thinking, well, if I do die during the night, I might die during the night. I won't see my friends, my pals. I won't be able to play my bike, my scooter, kick them all. Ah, well. Apart from that, I'm feeling pretty good this morning. Now, I'm feeling pretty good. I've had my porridge, a coffee, a hot shower, and now I'm drinking a hot mug of tea in my garden, in this little piece of paradise on earth. And I've got a blinky eye, well, not a blinky eye, I've got an eye with an amoeba in it. Apparently, I've gone to the specialist and I've got things all wrong. I asked him how long it would be before the amoeba, disappears after the laser surgery, and he kind of shocked me by saying, no, that will probably be there forever. Oh? Yes, but your eye will focus it out through time and you won't notice it. Okay. Still there this morning. I can see it. I think I moved my eye. But he's correct. If you're not thinking about it, it does. You don't notice it, it's not there. In other words. Oh. So apart from that, I'm feeling okay. I thought I'd sprain my foot this morning. I just, when I kicked my sandals off to go in the shower, the sudden stabbing pain in the top of my foot. I thought, oh no, this is the last thing I need. There's something else just to, but it's gone now. I don't know where it was. Must have just, maybe the way I just kicked my sandal off or something. So that's okay. I was a wee bit worried. I was going to be limping all day. Something else was going to fall off. That's what it's like. A brilliant analogy in life as you get older would be that rickety old pickup truck toodling along the highway of life and the tailgate's open, and every so often something bounces out the back onto the road and tumbles into the ditch. And the further you go on and the longer you go on, the more bits that tumble out the back. I think that's what life is like, actually. Probably like that in the physical sense and also in the mental sense, where we're going along and start off with a whole trailer load of wonderful emotions, and as we go along, some of those good emotions tip out the back and get us down. I don't think I can paint that very well. I know it's in my head, I can see it, but how do I describe it? Is that why people say you're an emotional wreck? You know, I think that as humans, God, the emotions that swirl about in our head every day from minute to minute, hour to hour. Have we become too complex? And life's too busy? Kind of get that feeling that's what's happened. We're absorbing more. Is it absorbing or adsorbing? I can't remember. More than we, than's healthy for us. putting ourselves under pressure every minute of the day to do this, do that, be there, be that. Smile at work while you're depressed. Work extra hours to bring more money in. It's all pressure, it's all working on the head. Get on with the in-laws. More pressure. Yes. The leaves are falling fast off that tree this morning. And the ivy's looking stupendous, absolutely gorgeous.